The death of another youth in the heart of Srinagar's downtown area has led to more anger, fueled by more protests on the streets. Tear gas shells are being fired to disperse protesters at this popular rallying point. Braving pellet guns and tear gas, mass youths take the security forces head on. They look fearless and seem not to be scared about being injured or even killed by a bullet. Rasool Dar, who is in his late teens, was at the forefront of the protests.
जब तक ये किलिंग होंगे इंशाल्लाह इंशाल्लाह हमें खुदा साथ है किलिंग में इतनी ताकत है हमें
Allah is with us despite the killing of so many. The killing of young boys has only given us more strength. We can take on the might of the Indian government or even the state authorities. We hope to give them back everything they dole out to us.
Since early July, when trouble broke out, nearly 70 civilians, including two policemen, have been killed and several thousand others injured. Many youth have been blinded by pellet gun injuries. These fresh protests seem to suggest that tensions are increasing and reality is changing for many on the ground in Kashmir. These new protesters, though don't have a defined leader, they come together because of their support for Burhan Wani, and their defiance carries a kind of romantic air for many of the new generation in Kashmir. Zenith Faisal, an analyst, is a close Kashmir watcher.
Definitely they are not scared. He is there on road. He knows that he will be hit by a bullet. That's why he's there. So because they feel that they are being tortured by police, they are not being treated well in the society.
The larger point Zenith emphasizes is that young Kashmiris feel a deep sense of alienation. A lot of this feeling amongst youth is born out of helplessness and hopelessness, to the point that it seems as if they're willing to die because they see no future. 65% of the valley is under the age of 25, and the Indian government has not successfully engaged with this largely Muslim demographic, so the alienation has become pervasive. But it's not just the poorer sections of society who are out protesting. Now, educated youth from influential families are joining the militancy too. Bashir Manzar is the editor of a local paper, Kashmir Images. He says young people here are the third generation of Kashmiris who have lived in a divided region.
This third generation of Kashmiris, they are very difficult. These children don't know what normalcy means. For them, the abnormality is the normalcy. For them, violence is the order of the day because they have grown up amid slogans, blood, bombs, and arrests and torture. If this generation really starts looking towards violent means, I mean guns, it will be very, very difficult phase.
Shakira Salem, 19, is a college student. Her brother Riaz Ahmed Shah, who worked in a bank, was allegedly killed by security forces in early August, with 300 pellet injuries found on his torso.
हमें समझ ये नहीं आ रहा है, खाली कश्मीरियों को मारना है, कैसे वो हम लोगों को मार रहे हैं?
I can't understand this. Why Kashmiris are being targeted? Why is this happening? My brother was coming back from duty at the ADM counter. From zero range, they fired pellets and everything was lodged in his stomach. Has the government given sanction to kill Kashmiris?
There is suspicion on both sides. Rising attacks on security forces and evidence that more young people are coming under the influence of armed militants are undoing the years of relative stability which Kashmir has started to enjoy until recently. Stone throwing as a tactic is not new in Kashmir and has been used ever since armed conflict broke out in the late 80s. But this time, it has taken on a new resonance for Kashmir's youth. Many analysts think the creeping radicalization can be blamed simultaneously on high unemployment and the growing popularity of more conservative strains of Islam, which are coming in from neighboring Pakistan. Kashmiris themselves think, though, that the Indian administration has not made enough concessions to the local mainly Muslim population, despite several years of peace. And the convergence of all these factors is making normal life difficult. Yusuf Butt, a college student, is angry.
سہ وقت یاد کرو نا کُنوُہ شیٚتھ تہٕ نَمتس منٛز کُننَمتھ نَمتھ لچھ واد لُکھ سڑکن پٮ۪ٹھ ٲسۍ نیران جلوٗس ٲسۍ کڑان
The situation has reached a point where we feel that we have had enough. That is why you can see slogans against India and the state government everywhere. Why do you think people are marching to the UN office? Because they want a resolution. This situation cannot go on.
The resolution that they are looking for is still a long way off, and no one knows how the present round of violence will end. Kashmiris are hoping the Indian administration will reach out. But so far, there hasn't been much sign of them finding a way to soothe these troubling waters. Murali Krishnan, DW, Srinagar, Kashmir.